Eventually, let's draw a name for her. I like that name. Imogen. Imogen. Day. Shift. Archivist. Okay. Eventually, she raises her head up and up and up to look at the unblinking eyes of a massive fishman holding his ticket between his, you know, in his right claw. Yes. And the fisherman starts to step forward. She just taps a sign that says, "Stay behind the yellow line." Does he? Yes, he very politely pulls his leg back and stands neatly behind the line. But it will reach over. He has enough reach to bend over and put the ticket in her little, in a little bowl at the edge of the desk. She goes, "Look, can I help you?" Imagine bubbly voice.
"Yes, it would seem there's been a misunderstanding."
"Misunderstanding?"
"Yes. Perhaps even an injustice. A package meant for me was misplaced and sent here. When I came to retrieve it early this morning, though, I was told it had been thrown out as if junk. No, it is not junk. It is treasure. Treasure beyond any you have ever seen."
She looks unfazed. Maybe yawns a little bit.
"Anyway, I was told that this spittle flying out from his mouth, splattering onto the desk, I was told it had been thrown out with the garbage as though refuse. And yet, that garbage had been collected. No! I could not believe, and that others stinking lesser-asses had been here before, and that they had attempted to take in my prize, my treasure, my precious, that it had attempted to take it from me, and that they had chased after this garbage truck before me. Imagine my fear, my anger, my woe. I could not believe this. So I gave chase. So many dumpsters I checked. So many trucks I had to throw on their sides and tear asunder. I believe I made it all the way to the garbage pit where this city throws its refuse. But was there any treasure? Well, yes, there was actually some bubble wrap. It was very nice. I like me some bubble wrap. It's fun to play with, you know. Pop, 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 pop. Anyway, besides that, was there treasure? No. I believe I was lied to.
So what do you want me to do about it?
Knights of the Tabletop presents Ronin Roleplaying,
an actual play role-playing podcast run and played entirely solo by your host, Scormy.
Does that mean it's going to suck on ice? Probably.
Oh, he's not that bad. You've actually had this show before, right? The master is an absolute joke.
Dwarf, hand me over an ale and the popcorn. I smell a powerful failure coming on this episode. Get your own damn snacks, monster!
Pipe down, all of you! Now then, here's your host, Scormy!
Greetings all, and welcome back to another episode of Ronin Roleplaying Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Scormy. Now, today, we are concluding this month's adventure. We've been playing Demon Hunters, a comedy of terrors role-playing game. It has been loads of fun. I've been enjoying myself heartily with this book. It is quite a bit of fun, and we haven't even really gotten into stuff that's directly involved with the Order of the Celestial Torch, other than just a name only. No major NPCs. Oh, we're in the warehouse. And everything else has been off the top of my head or inspired by my oracle, which, as has been all month, is the Game Master's Apprentice Oracle deck. And I am using their specific Demon Hunters deck. And it is perfect. It has just been smooth as butter. Just like a butter, I'm telling you. Anyway, so we've seen a lot over the last month. Last few weeks, we've taken poor Reese DeLuna, my werewolf archivist, who works here the night shift at the warehouse for the Order of the Celestial Torch. Think that big, you know, if you've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark, at the end of it, that big, huge army warehouse where the Ark was just in another basically unmarked crate being taken off into this massive warehouse full of other identical crates. Yeah. This is like that, only it's got books, it's got weapons, it's got records, it's got everything you could possibly need. Anything you want, from erasers to jet aircraft, we can get you whatever you need here at the warehouse. You just have to present the proper requisition form. I'll be happy to process it for you in a timely manner. I'm good at that. I'm actually ridiculously good at that. That's why I remain an Omega level agent. The lowest of the low. I'm stuck here in the warehouse. I'm considered too meek. And since my family is a bunch of werewolves aligned with the other side, you know, the evil guys, I'm not sure I'm entirely trusted. I think I've proven myself time and again, but if they'd have to actually remember my name instead of calling me Ryan or Pete for some reason. I don't know. They call me all kinds of things when they notice me at all. But that's okay. Because I'm happy here. I do my job. I do it well. If it weren't for all the fish people, everything would be freaking splendid. I like my 12-hour shifts at night. I come in, I do some paperwork, packages that arrive, I process them in, send them to the proper departments, or file them away as needed. If agents come in and they need things in the middle of the night with the proper forms, I can get them whatever they need. And I will do it quickly and efficiently. We have evil to destroy. And in this way, I can help in my little way towards fighting the good fight. But then this crown arrived. A golden crown. Too small for a human head. Would fit a child, I expect. Or it could sit on top of a person's head. Look really tiny, but whatever. It's a golden crown with lots of gems. covered in lichen, rusted up, all green like gold does when it's exposed and oxidized. It was ancient. It arrived still smelling of the sea, still salt water on it. Well, it was to be delivered to one of our doctors in Antiquities. So I delivered it to her. She was in her office at the time. It was midnight, but whatever. That happens all the time. Some of our researchers just lose track of time. They'll stay for days. That's fine. It's just the life in the order. She asked that I lock her in to her office and lock the department office on my way out, which I did. And then things got weird. First, we had a gill man show up pretending to be a human wearing a very bad Pippi Longstocking wig. He made threats. He got shot. His head went explodey from the snipers up in the rafters. They're really good at what they do. Did I mention they're ninjas? Then, a little while later, we had a very short fellow show up in a big floppy hat and a coat that draped all the way to the ground. He, too, wished to retrieve the package. He wasn't very nice, either. He, too, met the business end of the sniper rifles, but it turned out he wasn't just one creature. He was five squid-like creatures stacked on top of each other, pretending to be a man. I call them squid stacks. They wouldn't believe me that we threw the crown out in the garbage and it got picked up by the truck already. Nobody bothered to go look, but whatever. I kept telling them the same story. And in fact, our third visitor of the night was an extremely large, like 12 foot tall, deep one. Didn't bother wearing clothes, didn't bother to try and pretend he was a man. He was clearly a big fish thing. Think humanoids of the deep, or, well, deep ones from Lovecraftian Cthulhu mythos. Yeah. He wanted the package, too. Well, he was also dumb enough to believe that it had gone out in the garbage. So he took off chasing after it. And that's how my day went. And so on and so on. The neighborhood is covered in squid stacks and gillmen and deep ones, all searching the neighborhood. They were trying to follow me home. They followed me to my local diner where I got breakfast. So I came back to work, snuck my way back to work. One of them got into an argument with the day shift archivist, and she wasn't having none of it, sent him off to go to the complaints department, didn't tell him how to go find it. So that'll be fun for him. Did I mention he was the one who chased after the garbage trucks like an idiot? Yeah. Anyway, so I decided maybe someone could help me here. Because I stayed the rest of the day at the warehouse. Caught some sleep there. But I went to go see this Dr. Tamora. Yeah. And see if she could enlighten me on what the heck is going on. She's not enlightening anybody. She's turning into a fish person right now. And her office is covered in chum with the crown losing its oxidation and lichen and cleaning itself up, apparently. So I locked the doors like I had left them. She's locked into the department. And I think we should start off right now with me maybe going and telling somebody, because yeesh, no good. Not what you'd hope for. I mean, the Order loses people all the time. People, agents die all the time. But a talented researcher like Dr. Tamora, they're a little harder to replace. So I think this is one of you raise the hue and cry, so to speak, and get people on board, maybe, you know, dealing with the evil artifact or, well, whatever it is, jettison it into the sun or something. I don't know. That's above my pay grade. So, security doesn't listen to me. Security barely knows I exist. I've tried talking to them before, and they have an attitude of, what do you want me to do about it? Is there an administrator still on duty? It's just about 6 o'clock. No, there are no admin. Of course the office staff leaves at 5. Why would they stay? So what can I do here? Well, I'm thinking the best thing I could do would be ask for help from a more unconventional source, like an actual agent. But I'm the lowest of the low. I'm an Omega level. I'm not as low as low. There's Omegas that are like pushing brooms and, you know, mopping floors and basically doing all the grunt work. I'm not that low. But I'm still Omega 13. I am pretty darn low, with really no hopes of going any higher. So I don't really know any agents. Not that aren't all other Omegas, and they can't really help me. Huh. What about Victor? The naked man. I think I'm going to go to my desk and jump on my computer, do a quick search. This shouldn't be something I haven't even to roll for. Is Agent Victor still on the premises? Yes. So I will find out where he's at. Then I guess he's probably still in the biohazard lab. Yes. Okay. So I think I'm going to call back to the biohazard lab. There should be someone there tending to different agents who have caught supernatural diseases, or mad scientists working on our newest and latest and greatest biological monstrosity to use against the forces of evil. There should be somebody there, right? Yes. So I'll call back. Let's get a name. Masaru, Biohazards. Hey, yeah, this is Reese DeLuna with the Archivist Department. Yeah, sure, okay, what? Hey, can I speak to Agent Victor? Victor is in quarantine. Yeah, but they've got a phone, right? You can patch me through, right? Sure, hold on. Wake me up before you go-go. Hey, what is it, man? Hey, Victor, no clothes, right? Not funny, man. Who is this? Hey, it's Reese, you know, your favorite archivist. The guy who keeps getting you your stuff. Like your clothes-eating bacteria, right? Oh, you. Why you keep giving me glass jars that break so easy? I don't put them in the jars. Talk to biohazards. They're the ones who do that. I think they do it so it'll be sure to break when you chuck it at your target. But what do I know? I'm an archivist. Yeah, hey, so what's this about, man? So, hey, yeah, I got a problem. Well, actually, everybody's got a problem. We all have a problem. And I wanted to talk to an actual honest-to-God agent about it. Okay, I'm listening, man. So I'll relate about the whole antiquities researcher turning into a fish person in her office. Ancient crown, yada, yada, yada. Chum all over the walls. What is he? Does he react positively? No. Hey, yeah, sucks to be her, man. So, I guess there'll be a new job opening coming up, eh? Yeah, it's not that easy, man. We don't have anybody here. There's nobody in charge. So, the way I see it, well, first of all, what chapter are you in? He'll rattle off his chapter. It's way higher than mine. I don't want to look it up right now. But he's not an alpha. I'll give you that. He's not an Alpha 1, nor is he a Beta, but he's up there. Okay, so I'm betting you're probably the highest ranking agent in this building, right? Yeah, probably so, man. Okay, so doesn't that kind of make it your decision on how to proceed? Let's see if I can get away with that. I'm gonna try me a little clever and social engineering, and I'm gonna toss in one of my faith dice. Am I gonna be able to talk him into this? It's gonna take a lot. I'm gonna have to snag a devil dice and another devil dice. Okay, that got me to 16. That's what I needed. So there's two more devil dice. Holy, that's 8 for the month so far. 8. That's way too many. And thus far, my NPCs haven't had a call to use them yet. So when they start using them, oh boy, that's going to be bad. I blew a faith point, and I have these. Okay. Yeah, you're probably right, man. Problem is, I'm stuck here in quarantine. Yeah, I'm not saying you gotta get out of there, man. I'm just saying that maybe you can, like, coordinate efforts, because, you know, maybe you can get somebody to call the right people, because, to be honest, nobody's listening to me. Let's be honest, man. Do you really expect them to? I mean, what chapter are you? Omega 13? Huh. Yeah, never heard of it, man. You sure? I mean, I would think that doesn't even exist, man. Yeah, pretty much doesn't. But, I'm it. Wow, man. Sucks to be you. Yes. Yes, right now it absolutely does. But, because I'm stuck here at a desk, you're stuck in quarantine, and we have some form of, I have to expect, hideous monster transforming in our antiquities department. So, can you maybe make some calls? I don't know, man. I could try. You know, I could probably transfer you out to an outside line if you want. Really? Yeah. Why don't you give me that number and I'll maybe call your the rest of your chapter in? Oh, yeah, man. So I'll get a number and I will transfer that call like a bad little archivist, because I'm sure I shouldn't be doing that, but it's not like he's a prisoner. He's an agent. Shouldn't he be allowed to make a phone call? Is he able to make his call, though? Get out. Oh, yeah. So that's good. Everything's great. We're doing fine. And now, I will sit, and I'll wait. Because there's nothing else for me to do. I can arrange my desk. Ooh, did I remember to... No, I didn't get it back to my house. I never got back to my apartment. I wanted to bring some pictures in to put up on my walls, but I know. If there's nothing going on, I'm going to go get some cleaning materials. You remember all the fish bits that had splattered all over the front of my new desk and along some of the new cubicle walls? I'm gonna try cleaning that off. At least knocking it down and sweeping it away so I don't have to deal with that smell. And otherwise, just kind of, you know, tidy up, straighten things up, fill the stapler and stuff, you know, just busy work. It's what I do. I go through the orders, if I have anything I need to address or refile, make sure it gets, you know, in their proper places, stuff that's been returned, make sure it gets archived back in its proper places, and all that good stuff. Anything untoward happened during the first third of my shift? No. Everything is quiet as a mouse. No deliveries. At least nothing unusual. The usual stuff coming and going. The mail carrier, the person that works specifically for the order and delivers our messages, comes and picks up. And hey, Pete, how you go? How you doing? Yeah, it's Reese for the 100th time, but okay, I'm doing good. Yeah, hey, whatever, bye. That sort of thing. While I'm sweeping and working on the computer and waiting patiently. Any signs of these agents? No. So it's now 10 o'clock. Time for first break. Well, actually, I get two lunches because I work 12-hour shift. So, no, I get three breaks and a lunch. That's right. And I like to take a extra long lunch with my, you know, toss on my break with my lunch. So, because it takes a while to walk up to the break room, you know, assuming I can get somebody to cover the desk that long. I think this time I'm going to pull an Imogen. I'm not going to have anybody cover the desk. I'll put out the sign. Yes, the sign that sits right on my side of the yellow line. Wait here, on break, we'll return in five. It's a nice, sturdy metal pole with a very plain sign atop it. Of course, I'm not going to be back in 5 minutes. But they don't know that. So for my first break, I'm going to run over to the vending machines, the nearby vending machines. I only have 15 for this one. So get myself a energy drink and, you know, a Red Bull and an energy bar. I got to amp myself up because tonight's going to be awesome. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be full of fish. I'm just sure of it. In fact, I fully expect when I get back to my desk, I'll have a line to the door of fishmen ready to get shot. So when I get back, is there such a line? Yes. Yes, there is. Why don't we draw for how many? Because that's one thing you can do with the Game Master's Apprentice. You can draw, and it'll give you a range of numbers, a weighted scale from 1 to 10. It tends to focus more towards the center. It's weighted that way. There are 5 figures, much like earlier. Is the deep one among them? Yes. Are there Gilman? No. But there are, I assume, to be squid stacks. Yes. Is there just the one deep one? No. How many deep ones are there? I'm going to roll a d4 for this. 2 deep ones, 3 squid stacks. No Gilman. Yikes. I'm going to say the deep one are standing elbow to elbow, patiently waiting, holding a number, having drawn a number. They're standing side by side at the yellow line, and their unblinking, big, bulbous eyes stare lasers into my empty chair. I contemplate not coming back, but my break is almost over. So I'll down the last of my, energy bar and take another drink of the Red Bull and stride confidently back to my desk. I just need to embody the don't give a shit attitude of Imogen, the day shift archivist. That would be perfect. And I absolutely can't do that. That's just not me. I'm the runt of the litter. Werewolf, yes. But spine? Oh, I'm a little light on that. Not saying I'm a coward. Just saying, 2 deep ones. 12 feet tall. Built like, a tank each. I'm 5'8" and like scrawny. They call me Bookish or Runt or Ryan for whatever reason. My name's not Ryan. It's not even, well, you got an R in it and a Y. That's about it. Why the hell does he call me Pete? Anyway, I must have one of those faces. I think I just have to kind of figure this out. So what I'm going to do is I am going sit down, straighten my things. Next. Now, I don't know if these two deep one are together or if they're just standing next to each other because neither of them, you know, wants to be beta to the other. So they're standing side by side, but one of them has a lower number than the other. So they're next. Are they going to fight over this or are they together? Let's just ask, are they together as a team? Uh-oh. It would appear that they are together as a team. The one with the lower, they'll carefully look at their tickets and turn and look at each other. The one on the right, my right, as I'm facing them, reaches forward, never stepping over the line, and drops his ticket in the bowl, or their ticket in the bowl. I don't know what sex they are, or if they even have sexes. I don't really want to look. Of course, it's definitely higher than eye height. I can't really miss it. I don't know how to sex a fish thing. Why am I thinking about such things? May I help you?
Good sir, I do believe there was a misunderstanding last night.
Oh, so you weren't able to find your, item, I take it?
I believe you know good well that I was not. I can feel its presence here, even now. You, little man, are a liar.
Sir, there is no need for hurtful words here. I am simply trying to help you.
But no, you are not.
The other deep one will put its left arm out across the first one's chest.
What my bride means to say, the one on the left says, is simply this. You have her crown. Deliver it immediately, and we will not gnaw on your bones.
Huh. I'm going to very deliberately reach for where the help button is, or was on my last desk. Is there a help button there? No, there absolutely is not. Security apparently hates me. Or they're afraid of Imogen and wouldn't come around to install it on her shift. I don't know. I don't care. I don't have a help button. Huh. Well, sir, first of all, allow me to apologize. Looking to the apparently female one, I referred to you as sir, and I am wrong in that. I misgendered you. I did not intend to do so. That is entirely my fault. I hope I did not offend you. They look at each other. They do not blink. They turn their watery gazes back upon me. Secondly, as you can see, I do not have your item. So I'm not certain how I can deliver it back to you when I do not have possession of this thing. The apparently male one on the left, I guess, my left,
We know your ways. Use machine. Find her crown. Have it delivered. Now. She prepares to lay the eggs and grows hungry. You would make a mild snack, but acceptable.
Oh, well, let me see. Tickety, 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 tickety. Do some typing. Do you have a requisition form? They do not immediately tear me to shreds. The apparently female one.
What? Of course we do not have a requisition form. We are not of the order.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't understand. This is the Order of the Celestial Flame. I'm sorry, Celestial Torch. Sorry, Zombie Orpheus, didn't mean to mess that up. All items in this building belong to the Order of the Celestial Torch. Without the proper requisition form or a receipt, I'm afraid my hands are tied. Am I gonna die? Well, the female one wants to kill me. Apparently that's the one I pissed off before. Does the male intercede? No. So she steps over that line. Laser. Right between her bulbous, unblinking eyes. I think I need to, you know what? No. I'm going to fail this social test. I'm going to try to channel my inner Imogen, Day Shift Archivist, and reach forward and tap the stand behind the yellow line sign. But I'm shaking, so I tap at it, miss, and knock the sign over. One of those little desk signs, so I'm like, kind of struggling, stand it back up, then tap it again. Does our Deep One couple comply? Yes. The male looks like he's searching upwards, looking up towards the rafters, trying to see where the ninja snipers are, while she stares at me. I'll continue. You see, I would love to help, but here's the problem. Without a cross-referenced receipt for the item, or the proper requisition forms with codings, how am I supposed to find it in this system? I can't just type ancient doodad of Deep One race into the system and see if it comes up with anything. Meanwhile, I was typing that and it comes up with 22 different items. Delete. Clears off the screen. Luckily, my screen is facing me. Oh God, I'm wearing glasses. They didn't just see that in my reflection on my glasses, did they? No. Good. They didn't appear to anyway. So, Sura, you understand the way our systems work. This is not a magical device. It is only as smart as the information I can put into it. And if I don't have information to search through, there are billions of items in this building. How am I to find it? If it were here, if it came past my desk and then was assigned as refuse and thrown away, as I was given to understand, you must believe. If that's the case, how am I to know where it is now? I tell you, it is my understanding that that item was disposed of. I told you that yesterday. I wish I could do more, but I honestly don't know where we can go from here. So does anything happen to liven this little discussion up? Like my getting killed or anything worse? Yes. Let's get a catalyst. Right. Hit by a stray shot. I'm going to say I'm not hit, but that bullets start whinging past. And I'm just going to dive under my desk. It's made of steel. I mean, it's not perfect armor, but it's better than nothing. So where are these gunshots coming from? Well, there's loud booms of sniper rifles. I'm assuming they're shooting. And there was other smaller automatic fire going off from the doorway. I'm going to say there was a interminable long time of a massive battle occurring. Sounds of screams and howls of pain and gunfire and what sounds like swords slashing and claws swinging. And then silence for several heartbeats. Absolute silence. And then I hear it. Impish, maniacal giggling. And I feel eyes watching me. So I will peek out from underneath my desk towards the doors, towards where the deep ones were. Do I see the deep ones anymore? Yes, emphatically yes. Are they still alive? No! They've been torn to shreds by massive gunfire. They have huge holes blown through them. You know, because 50 calibers were being used on them. Do I see anything else? Yes. I'm going to say that there's a young woman holding a sword, wiping it off and giggling. And there's several other figures all wearing, you know, cool outfits, long leather coats and studded leather armor or corsets and looking all goth and cool. Clearly, these are agents. Yeah. Suddenly, I feel like I'm really a member of the Order of the Celestial Torch. That quickly goes away when Victor walks up wearing, like, scrubs. Barefoot, wearing scrubs. Walks past the cubicle to greet his friends and goes, and they're all ignoring me now. So I'll just sit in my chair. Eventually, after they chat some, I think Victor will turn back to my desk. Oh, hey, Ryan. This is Ryan, man. He's the one who told me all about this, man. Yeah, it's Reese. Yeah, no one cares, Ryan. Anyway, so, where's the fish lady, man? Antiquities. Let me show you where it is. No, man, you don't need to go. But hey, the department's locked. A very large man with a very large shotgun ratchets it back, racks in a round that's probably bigger than my wrist. We don't need keys, man. And they stalk off towards Antiquities. Okay. Get on the speakerphone. Call for environmental services. Got another cleanup at the doorway. And hey, does anyone want to wake up the security guys? They totally missed a firefight down here. Yeah, Pete, we're on it. My name's Reese. Also, hey, someone want to bring coffees up to the snipers, man? They did me a total solid. You mean tea? They don't drink coffee, man. They gave it up for Lent. What? What? Whatever, and I hang up. So that was fun. Yeah. Shortly thereafter, I'll start hearing gunfire as they blow in the doors, and then in slightly quieter shots and screaming and fighting. And okay, so I'm thinking to myself, they've got a full team, like five members. They've got everybody they need. They got a leader. They got a cipher. They've got, you know, big brawly, you know, big dude with a shotgun bigger than me. They've got a little crazy swordswoman. They've got everything they could possibly need to take on Dr. Tamora, or whatever Dr. Tamora's becoming. Yeah, I'm sure they do. Let me check that. No, they don't. But, okay, I can keep telling myself this. Yeah, I have a feeling this is going to get unfortunate. So, do any security guys come down? Yeah, they do. They come down, kind of look at the wreckage, check out the deep ones, take some pictures of themselves, do some selfies with them, with the corpses. I just kind of shake my head. Oh, hey, weren't there a bunch of squid guys here? There totally were. I don't know where the hell the squid guys went. So I'll call this, you know, try and wave over one of the security guys. Do they notice? No. Excuse me. Hello? Excuse me? Still ignoring me. Do I have to make a major thing out of this? I don't see any overcoat, or I should say, do I see any of their overcoats or any debris of little squid guys or from the squid stacks? Nope. So that's a problem. Fine. Get on the intercom, the warehouse-wide intercom. Very calmly say into my receiver, security breach, archive entry. Security breach, archive entry. Hang up. Do I have the security officer's attention now? Yes. They all turn and look at me. One of them will kind of gesture to the two dead deep ones. I will shake my head no. And I'll just say, three squid stacks. Squid stacks. The little guys that are five squid guys standing on top of each other with the big hats. Three of them were here. Now they're not. Do I see the absolute panic run through their eyes? Yes, I do. Suddenly, radio traffic is going crazy. Alarms are going off. Sirens. They've got searchlights out, and every security officer is racing through the building. So, now what? It's only midnight. I've still got half my shift left. Yeah. Do they lock down the building? Yeah, hell yeah. So, the whole building is locking down. Am I... Well, since the building's locked down, I don't have to stay at my desk. I could search for squid stacks with security guys, or I could go check out what's going on in the antiquities department. That might be the better idea. So, yeah, I'm going to head over to antiquities and try to stealthily use my sneaky and my werewolf taking over for, you know, subverting for covert ops. So that's an 8 and a 6 to see if I can carefully sneak in and see if everything's okay, what's going on. I have to burn another faith die. No, I can't. I already rolled. I have to take a demon dice. All right, that gets me to 13, so I'm okay. That's now 9 demon dice that I've had to use. Not good. But I did succeed. So that's great. Succeeded. Awesome. Do I see anything going on? Yes. That's an emphatic yes. Were the agents successful? No. So is the thing that was once Dr. Tamora still in her office? Yes. But she's coming out wearing the crown. She's got some wounds, but she's now all like bloated like a corpse with full-on gills and her head's widened and all the hair's fallen out on top of her head. Her hands have elongated and claws tipped at the ends of her fingers, and her feet have webbed and spread out wide. Her shoes bursting off of her. Her clothes have ripped, where her legs have gotten massive. Arms the same way. It's not like she has breasts, though, really, so they've kind of sunk in, and she's looks like a short, deep one at this point. Almost. Teeth are sharp and in a wide-set, almost shark-like jaw with bulbous, unblinking eyes. Does she see me? No. Or doesn't appear to, anyway. Do I see any of the squid stacks in here? No. Okay. All right. I'm going to rush into the room looking all nervous. Rush into the department. Stay back, doctor. Stay back or I'll hurt you. Holding up a piece of a chair that I found laying nearby. Does she underestimate me? Oh, hell yeah. What was my, agility, like, quick? It's good. Yes. So, I get a +2 when I cleverly attack an opponent that underestimates my capabilities due to my looks. So, I'm gonna look like I'm closing my eyes and averting away and start swinging wildly in her direction. And when I hear this bubbling, guttural laughter rising from the doctor's throat, I'm going to leap forward and kick her square in the chest. So that is clever, D10. That is using fringe werewolf, because I'm changing to my werewolf form as I do that, and I get a +2. You're kidding me. Why do I keep rolling ones? So I have a 5. I should have taken a faith dice, but instead, nope. Let's roll. That is 9. Now we get another demon dice. Okay, that's 15. Bam. And, by the way, that's 5 more than I needed. I only needed a 10. So, that allows me to do it in a stylish way. So, I kick her in the chest, her crown flies off, flies forward. I'll snatch it in my jaws and take the hell off. I mean, dead run. Now, see, I know the warehouse better than almost anybody. So, I'm going to flee. Let's see.
I'm looking for something specific. So research and development with clever. It's two of these. Gosh, roll that too. Okay. I get the feeling that this caused a commotion, so I've got people chasing. I'm going to say the squid stacks are probably chasing, although they're not going to do that very easily, and there'll probably be some gunfire as the security guys, as they spot them, are going to start terminating those little dudes. They're kind of useless, being servitor beings, hoping to raise up their status. The real worry would be Little Miss Dr. Tamora, because she's angry quasi deep one, and she is chasing after me with a vengeance. Yikes. Fine. Yeah, she got an 18. 18. I'm gonna say she's hasn't caught me, but is right on my heels. I got a 15. So, yikes. Never a good thing. Nope. Nope. Not what I wanted. Not at all. This goes here. These go back in the pool. I spent some of the devil dice that the GM gets to use, and she's gonna burn those. I still have freaking 8 devil dice to spend. Oh boy, I'm gonna blow some. Anyway, so I'm looking for a specific location, a lab. I know where it is. Can I get there before Dr. Tamora does? Before she cuts me off and stops me? Yes. I'm going to say just barely, though. And I'm going to make one last ditch action. I'm going to use my last faith dice. This will be fringe. And it would be quick. So D8 times 2, or twice. 11. And 4. That's a 15. Okay, she's going to use these, and this, and this. 5 and 8 is only 13. The Hellspawn Deep One thing is unable to stop it. As I fling the crown into a vat of acid, quickly dissolving it utterly. In fact, I think she jumped into the vat with it, trying to get it out. Does she survive? No. It's an emphatic no, in fact. If I don't get a promotion out of this, I never will.
Well, I guess we should call it there. So, until next time, remember, you can always drop by squirmy.com for blog, Discord server, podcasts, you know, all your squirmy-related needs. And until next time, I'm Squirmy, reminding you that if you can't play with your friends, you can always play with yourself.
Again, we didn't expect anyone to actually make it until the end of the show. Demon, be a dear and wake up the announcer, will you?
Do I have to? He's such a dick. Takes one to know one, eh? I will bathe in your blood, little man.
Oh, get out of the way, you idiots. I'll take care of it.
Oh,
Yes, thank you for listening to this episode of Ronin Roleplaying. Please join us again next time for another rousing adventure with your host, Scormie.